There are times when I stare at my brother from across the room and search for the martial artist who jumped in the air and made me laugh. But the martial artist is gone now. In Phnom Penh, Khoi never just walked from one place to another. He sauntered and glided, stopping many times along the way to greet friends and pretty young women. Wherever he went, a crowd of people always surrounded him. In our small grass hut at Ro Leap, Khoi sits next to Pa and talks incessantly. He sits with his back straight to the wall, as if afraid to lean on it. With his legs crossed and his palms flat on the floor, he is ready to leap up instantly. He is still strong, but the energy and confidence that attracted girls to him are gone. At 16, he is already old and hard and alone. Even with us, he wears a mask of courage that stretches tight over his inflexible face. Whereas Khoi always puts on a brave front, Meng's face hides nothing from us. When he speaks, Meng's voice softens and trembles as he tries to reassure Ma and Pa that everything is okay at the camp. Unlike Khoi, whose body is made more muscular from hard work, Meng's is thin and lanky. Sitting in our hut, he slouches into the bamboo walls, and his breath sounds labored and exhausted with each word. When he looks at us, his eyes linger on our faces, as if absorbing every single detail so he will not forget. Under his gaze, I shift my position uncomfortably and move away from his sight, troubled to receive such love from my brother, when all around me there is only hate. A few months after Khoi and Meng left, rumors that the Yuans, or Vietnamese, have tried to invade Cambodia caused the Khmer Rouge to take many teenage boys and girls from their homes. One day, three soldiers come to the village and tell the new people gathered at the town square that the Angkor needs every teenage male and female to leave tomorrow for Kong Chalat, a teen work camp. Upon hearing the news, Cave's eyes well up with tears and she runs to Ma.
"Everyone has to honor and sacrifice for Angkor," the soldiers yell. "Anyone who refuses Angkor's request is an enemy and will be destroyed. Anyone who questions the Angkor will be sent to a re-education camp."
Cave and Ma turn to each other and embrace. Pa silently turns his head and takes Gek from Chu's arms. In the morning, Ma packs Cave's black pajama pants and shirt in a scarf. Cave sits next to Ma with their hands touching. Quietly, we walk out of the hut and over to the town square, where other teenagers and their families have already gathered. The other teenagers all have tears in their eyes, as do their distraught parents.